I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, this is Pastor Williams. Glory to God. The Bible is right. The Bible is right. Glory to God. Well, tonight, beloved, glory to God, if you was with me last week, we were in Proverbs, the 16th chapter, the 25th verse, glory to God. And we just started to talk about it because we had talked about the book that my wife just finished up and put on the website, Be a Soul Winner for Christ, glory to God. The website, once again, is IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. And you can go over there and click on books and go down and click on Soul Winner for Christ, glory to God. And the books are free. All the books are free. Again, once again, we mentioned to you that the books are free. Glory to God. Well, glory to God. Tonight, like we said, we're in Proverbs 16:25. We had touched on it last week, glory to God, and we had just really started to get into it. And I kind of knew that it would take two programs, amen. And so the first thing we touched on, glory to God, Proverbs 16:25 in the King James Version. Once again, for those that weren't with us last week. Proverbs 16:25 in the King James says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Glory to God. And when I was thinking about this a little while ago, glory to God, I was thinking, you know, something this tells us is that you don't really know that a way is right. Well, most people don't know that a way is right until they come to the end of the road. Me and my granddaughter, we were looking for a specific address, and so we put it into the GPS, and we must have put in the wrong street with that name because the GPS led us to a dead end road. And all that way we went, all that way we rode, glory to God, we didn't know that we were on the wrong road until we got to the dead end. And then once at the dead end, we discovered that we were on the wrong road. But as we were going, we thought we were on the right road. We just followed the GPS commands. And so one thing about this lets us know is that a lot of people, they don't know they're on the wrong road until they're at the end. Amen. And by the way, that's the way it is about salvation. That's the way it is about salvation, that a lot of people, glory to God, they don't know that they went the wrong way until they end up in hell. My wife, God gave her visions of hell and took her down to hell. And she said she was down there, and as far as the eye could see, people were lined up to wait to come past this great big huge black door. And she said, but the line was as far as the eye could see. And I just imagine that those people didn't know that they were on the road to hell until they got to the end of the road and ended up in hell, and then found out that it was the wrong way. Many a way that people go, they think they're going the right way until the end. A person starts drinking alcohol, and doesn't know that that can end in alcoholism, being addicted to becoming an alcoholic. Amen. And that's an end you don't want, because many a family has been destroyed by alcohol. People get on the party road and they start taking Molly, a party drug, and they think that road is just wonderful, and don't know where that ends up. Glory to God. Amen. Until they get to the end of that road and they're swallowed up by addiction. Amen. There are many roads that a person can't tell if they're on the wrong road until they get to the end. And that's why it's so important, glory to God, that you want to consult God about everything. Really, you want to consult God about everything, because so many ways seem right. Amen. It may seem right, glory to God, to do your own thing. And that was the first thing we were talking about last week. It seems right because you know yourself. You know your own likes. You know your own dislikes. You know you have your own opinions about so many things. And it would seem right to just do what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it. That might seem just wonderful for you. Amen. It's got to be the right road because it's dealing with me. And to me, I'm primary. That's the way people think. To myself, I'm primary. So it must be right, me satisfying and doing only what I want to do. Amen. But I can tell you right now that's a wrong road, because if you want true success, you get what you give. Amen. Glory to God. If you want true success, you know, I'll give you an example of what I'm saying here. Someone asks you to do something for them. Let's say you're home and your wife or your husband or your mom or whoever, your significant other. Let's say that they ask you, you're going to the store, do something for me. You know the way that I found that you never forget to get it? Because my wife has asked me to do things, and I'll come all the way back home and forget what she asked me to get. My mind is so focused on what I want, what I'm going to the store for, that I clean forget what she asked me to pick up also. And I found the way to never have that happen to you. And the way that never have that happen to you is to put the person first. Put what they asked for first. And then that way you don't forget, because you're focused in on what they want. Amen. When you put other people first, glory to God, you'll find, glory to God, that the things that need to be done, the things that need to be said, will be done and said. But if you focus your whole life on you, you're going to miss a whole bunch in life. Amen? Because life ain't all about you. You think it is. And, you know, I read this book one time decades ago. And they were explaining what a bore was, someone who is a real bore. And they said someone who's a real bore is only concerned about themselves. They talk about themselves. They're only interested in themselves. Glory to God. And that's the most boring thing. And it's really true. If you talk about, you get on the phone and you just talk about yourself, you. After a while, that conversation, the person on the other end is going to get so bored that they're going to want to hang up. Amen. And they'll tell you, okay, well, thank you very much. Nice talking with you. And they're gone. Amen. Why did that happen? Because it seems right to talk about yourself and what you're going through and this and that and what's happening on your job, blah, blah, blah. But most people, guess who they're interested in? They're primarily interested in. They're interested in themselves. Amen. Glory to God. And so there is, it does seem right to talk about yourself, to make yourself primary, to go your own way and do your own thing. But I guarantee you, glory to God, that if you do that, you're going to end up having gone the wrong way. The wrong way. Amen. I'm telling you. You're going to end up with no friends or very few friends. If your main concern is about you, you're not going to have friends. Amen. Because no one can call you and share with you. No one can talk, so no one can get a word in. No one can express what's on their heart and mind. It all has to do with you. And that seems right to you, but it isn't right to the other person. Amen. And so pretty soon they're just not going to want to talk to you anymore. Glory to God. And another thing about there being things seeming to be right, but the end thereof are the ways of God. Well, that just, like we were saying last week, that just goes to prove that you need God. You need God, and you need the Word of God desperately. That's another example, that you need the Word of God desperately, because there's all kind of things and all kind of ways that look right, but the Bible here shows that it's wrong, that it's not right. It looks right, but it's not right. Amen. You need God's Word to help guide you through this life, to show you what's right and what's wrong. You know, people, think about it for just a second. What do most people think when they think about telling a lie? Why do they lie? A person tells a lie because they think that if I lie, that will tell this lie and the person don't know and it'll get me out of trouble. And factually, what does a lie do? A lie gets you into trouble. It actually gets you into trouble. In the first instance, it gets you into trouble with God, because God says he hates liars. And when he mentions the six things and or seven things in Proverbs that is an abomination unto him, lies are expressed two or three different ways when he's talking about a liar. God hates liars. Amen. So in the first instance, you're not going to get away from God, the consequences that brings to you. And then the second thing is, lies don't get you out of trouble, because when you're found out, Jesus said, there's nothing hid that shall not come abroad, that shall not be made manifest, that shall not be revealed. Jesus said, there's nothing that shall not be revealed. And in that case, if you know that, if you have that revelation from the Bible, then you know not to tell a lie, because what you think will be secret won't be secret. You say, well, no, there's top secret stuff and that never. No. If you ever look at some of the history channels and stuff like that, they talk about things that were secret 50 years ago, 70 years ago. Okay, you say, but that's 70 years ago. Okay, but it still came abroad. Amen. And then the third way it comes abroad, you may not know the secret, but you know the manifestation. When people are planning something in secret, you may never know the secret, but they plan to do something. So the telling is in the doing. You don't know the secret, but you see the manifestation. And so you may meet with your friends and say, you don't like me. But then when you hit me, I wasn't there when you spoke with your friends and told them you didn't like me. That was a secret. But the manifestation was you attacked me. So I don't have to know the secret. I got the manifestation. So the secret is going to come out, because Jesus said there's nothing hid that is not going to be revealed. Amen. And then if you lied, when it's revealed, guess what? You're caught in your own trap. It's proven that you said it or you did it, or it's on tape or it's on video or witnesses come up and witness to the fact, or however it comes out. But believe you me, glory to God, when it comes out, glory to God, when it comes out, you're caught because you're found to be a liar. Hold on, I'll be right back. Hold on.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, glory to God, John Robinson Tile, reputable man. You need to check him out. If you need renovation of bathroom or kitchen, I'm telling you, he'll do you right. Beloved, we were talking about Proverbs 16:25. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And in the Positive Thinking Bible, this verse is rendered, sometimes what seems right is really a road to death. Amen. And what this verse, the main thrust of this verse, what this verse points to, glory to God, is salvation. Amen. And being reconnected with God and finding God. There's people out in the world who have their own way or ways of trying to reach God. And they have all kinds of ways. And you've heard this, I'm sure, where a person says, if my good, I want to be good, because if my good outweighs my bad, God will see that. And because my good outweighs my bad, he'll see it and he'll let me into heaven. Now, that seems right to a man. That could seem right to a man. It seems logical and reasonable that the way to heaven is by good works and doing good. Amen. But the true fact of the matter is that the only people that will ever get to heaven, glory to God, are those that receive Jesus Christ as their Lord, as their Lord and Savior. Amen. Why? Because he is the Savior. He died so that life could be, God's life could be imparted to your life. What the whole thing is about is receiving life into your spirit, being born again of God's spirit and receiving God's life. The Bible says that we were dead in trespasses and sin. I say were because I'm born again. But those that are born again, they were in trespasses and sin. But now life has been imparted to their spirit and they have life. Amen. They have God's life living on the inside. Amen. Glory to God. And to a person that doesn't know that, it seems right that you be kind to everybody and you do nice things. You feed the poor. You give your body to be burned. You do all kinds of soup. You know, they have a staircase over in Rome. And Catholic missionaries come and all kind of Catholic people, and they get on their knees and they walk up that staircase on their knees. And then there's some people, they have whips and they whip themselves. They whip their own selves with them with these whips, and other people walk on glass. I mean, there's all kinds of things that people do. Then you have another group of people who they go off into mountain caves and they get alone and they stay in the cave for months and sometimes even years. and they cut themselves off from all human communication, and they think that that's the way to God. Amen. Because to their mind, it seems logical and reasonable that to get off into quiet and somehow I'll contact God. And then there's those that they want to take psychedelic drugs because they think that that will end up in a trip that will take them to God or to spiritual things. There's all kind of ways that people think that will get them to heaven. Amen. But Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. And so some people feel, oh, that's so narrow-minded. You Christians, you say you're the only ones that have the way to God. You're the only ones. Well, when you think about it, Jesus Christ is God's provision for mankind. Jesus didn't die for Christianity or just for Christians. Jesus died for the whole world. There's only one God. There was only one God's only begotten Son, and that was Jesus Christ. So God couldn't have a son to die for the Muslims so that they would be saved, a son to die for the Christians so they would be saved, a son that would die for the Buddhists so they would be saved, a son that would die for the Hindus so that they would know God only had one only begotten Son. So he had Jesus Christ to die for the sin of the entire world. So he did not die for Christians or Christianity. He died for the whole world. And what he charges the Christians to do is to go out and tell the whole world that Jesus Christ is not just for the Christians. Sometimes there are Christians that think that Jesus is their Messiah. The Jews would think, if the Messianic Jews would think that Jesus is just their Messiah. Somebody else on this road may think that he was just the Islam. They may think that, oh, Jesus, that's the Christian thing. That ain't our thing. Jesus died just for them. We don't have nothing to do. He was a good teacher and a prophet, but that's the Christian's thing. Amen? And that's not so. You know, I discovered years ago that we used to say in Christianity that that we're the only group that has a plan of salvation. We're the only group. And the major thing that stands out between us and all other religions is that they have religion, but they don't have the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. They don't have a Savior. And that's 100% wrong. That's 100% wrong. Every single religion out there, every single person out there, they have a Savior, but they don't know it. They think that Jesus is a Christian as a Christian Savior. He's just for the Christians. They don't know that he's a Savior for everyone else. What happened was because God had only one only begotten Son, glory to God, what was supposed to happen was the Christians were supposed to go out throughout the whole world. The Jews had that responsibility first to let people know, glory to God, that the Messiah was their Savior. But the Jews decided to keep it all to themselves. Amen? And Christians who don't really understand think that Jesus is just a Christian thing. But really, our charge was to go out and let every religion know, every person know, everybody know that they did have a plan of salvation. The Muslims do have a plan of salvation. We used to teach that they don't, have a plan of salvation. They don't have a Savior. But that's not true. They have a Savior. Their Savior is the same Savior we have, and that's the Lord Jesus. He only died once on that cross, but he died for all religions, all people, all everybody everywhere. And we were supposed to explain to people God had only one son, but it was to cover everybody. Jesus is your savior for the Baha'is. Jesus is your savior for the Muslims. Jesus is your savior for the Russians. Jesus is your savior for the Jews, for whoever it might be, whatever denomination, religion, people, whatever. We were supposed to explain to them their plan of salvation. And their plan of salvation was to receive Jesus, glory to God, as their savior and then as their Lord. Amen. Glory to God. That we would explain to them that we're ambassadors for him to go out and tell everybody that the plan of salvation, here's your plan of salvation. You know all about your religion, but the plan of salvation for your religion, we were charged to come and tell you that part that you were missing. Your plan of salvation is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, he was a Jew. Yes, we are charged to go out and witness about Jesus. But what do we witness? That he is the Savior, and he is God's plan of salvation for all people. Glory to God. And so there is a way that seemeth right, and that is to do your own thing to get into heaven. Well, I'll be sweet to everybody, and I'll give babies milk and children chocolate, and I'll treat everybody right, and I'll walk on glass, and God will look down, and he'll say, oh, he sacrificed so much, I got to take him to heaven. Amen? But God is not beholden to anybody. It isn't a question of God making a decision like that. It's a question of, when you die, do you have life in your spirit, or is your spirit still dead? If you haven't been born again, and you, meaning you haven't received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then that means you're still in your trespasses and sins. Your spirit man is dead. And if it's dead, when you separate from your body, which is the first death, when you separate from your body, your spirit can't go up where there's life, because there's no life in it. It's dead. So it goes down into the regions of the dead, and it stays there until judgment day. Amen? And then it's resurrected at great white throne judgment, where the dead appear before God. Amen? And then you're judged according to your works, because your works are not forgiven. Your sins are not forgiven. Your sins are not covered by the blood of Jesus. But if, on the other hand, you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, life is imparted to your spirit. God's life is imparted to your spirit. So when you separate from your body as a spirit-filled believer, glory to God, because you're filled with life, glory to God, your spirit can go up where there is life, because you have God's life in your spirit, glory to God. And you, from that point on, are forever, the Bible teaches that we're forever with the Lord, if you're born again. Amen? So there is a way which seems right unto a man. Do your own thing. But the way of death there is that you don't get life in your spirit, so you end up dead, and you go where the dead are. So the end thereof of that road is death, because you didn't get life in your spirit. Glory to God. The issue is life. Glory to God. The issue is not behavior. Christians are taught on a lot of Sundays behavior. The issue is life. Do you have life? Are you a new creature in Christ? Glory to God. Are you putting on Christ? Are you being conformed into his image? Is the Holy Spirit, are you enveloped in him? Is he leading and guiding you? Glory to God. And if you have life in your spirit, then that way is the right way. And Jesus pointed to the right way. So because a lot of people, just like his disciples, said, Lord, how can we know the way? We don't know where you're going. We don't know the way. And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And the final thing I want to say about this, even if you don't know the right way to go, amen, that's still not an excuse before God, because all you had to do is ask God. So many people have found God and the deeper things of God by just inquiring of God, asking God, going after God, seeking God. They didn't know, and so they asked, glory to God. And the Bible says you have not because you ask not. They sought God, and God answered them and showed them the way. That's the way I got saved. Initially, no one came to me. I asked God. I said, God, if you're there, show me. I don't understand. I don't know. And so he showed me, and he led me to Jesus Christ, and I got saved. And from that day to this, there's been a great qualitative difference and quantitative difference in my life. I'm out of time. See you next week. The Bible has the answer. See you next week. Bye-bye, beloved. Bye-bye.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.